Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, please come and help me. Yahweh, Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh, Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh, I need your help. I need your spirit. I'm destitute. I've been in trouble. Confusion of faith belongs to me. I said, Yahweh, please help me. Yahweh, please hold me. I'm your baby, your son. Yahweh, please come close to me. I need you, Yahweh, to touch me. Yahweh, you inspire me. Yahweh, help me. Mighty Elohim, why do the heathen rage? Your people wheel from our back. Yahweh, please come help me. Yahweh, come close to me. I need you, Yahweh. Please come close to me, Yahweh.
Please come close to me. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Yeah.
Elohim, his Elohim.
seed. Captivity is taking hold upon me. You frighten me and now we flee for fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the sun, forgotten that he is one. Breaking the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now when we turn back to the truth, God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Sam. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon is so astounding and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fate. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your goal, God magnify, God cut his grace.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh Elohim. I am your host this evening, Moray Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator, the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. And Yahweh is our king. And he alone, and he only will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our Creator. And what will we be discussing this evening? We will be discussing this evening what belongs unto Yahweh. Because serving Yahweh, Yahweh commanded us to know, believe, and understand that he is Elohim. So everything that pertains to salvation, everything that pertains to righteousness, everything that pertains to holiness is not something that we have to hypothesize. It's not something that we have to guess. It's not something that we have to get together and strategize and come up with a plan on what we think Yahweh is trying to do for us, or what Yahweh is trying to deliver to us. That's why it's important to know that our servitude to the Most High is strictly based on what Yahweh has commissioned his servants to do, and what Yahweh has commissioned his servants to put their hands to, and what Yahweh has commissioned for his servants to gather themselves together to do. Because in the end of the day, what belongs unto Yahweh? And does this plan of salvation, does this plan of hope, does this plan of justice, does this plan of equality, does it include me and you getting together to brainstorm? Does it include me and you gathering ourselves together to come up with a plan, to formulate a strategy on how we best gonna serve Yahweh? Did Yahweh take his hand off the wheel? Did Yahweh depart from the heavens and the earth and say, well, I'm going to leave the responsibility to my servants to deliver themselves, to gather themselves, to bring salvation unto themselves? Well, if those responsibilities belong unto us, then what belongs unto Yahweh? And we're going to go through some scriptures, and we're going to see what belongs unto Yah. Because in without a shadow of a doubt, the responsibility that you and I hold as servants of the Most High is not a task that Yahweh has left forsaken. It is not a responsibility that Yahweh didn't leave counsel and instructions to do. And it's not something that Yahweh just had us to guess that we're going to do. And we're going to doubtfully see, without a shadow of a doubt, our responsibilities are contained right in what the Most High, what belongs to the Most High. So let us begin. If you turn with me to your books of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, I'm going to read the 29th verse. And we're going to see what belongs unto Yahweh. Deuteronomy 29 and 29 reads, "The secret things belong unto Yahweh our Elohim. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law." So the secret things belong unto Yahweh. The secret things belong unto Yah. So when the earth was formed, that's a secret thing. When was man and beast created? That's a secret thing. When were the heavens created? That's a secret thing. When were the sun, moon, and stars created? Those are the secret things. And all of those things. When did Yahweh rest? When did Yahweh cease from his work? That's a secret thing. And that belongs unto Yahweh. But once they are revealed, once they are found out, once they are shown, and once we are able to confirm and know that this came directly from the Most High, now these things belong unto us. Do they belong unto us so that we can celebrate and boast and say how intelligent and wise we are? How brilliant we are for finding it out in Yahweh's book? No. It belongs unto us and to our children so that we may do the words of this law. The law of Yahweh, which is spoken out of his mouth, which are the words of Yah. That is truth, and that is law. And undoubtedly, most of our people will say that they keep in the law of Yahweh when they haven't even heard it spoken out of the mouth of Yahweh. They haven't heard it spoken out the mouth of Yah. They haven't heard it spoken out the mouth of his servants. But they say that they're law keepers. But when you look at the statutes that they're keeping, when you look at the testimonies that they are confirming, it is far removed from the word of Yahweh. So the secret things belong unto Yah. So that means this. When Yahweh wakes us up, and I'm not just talking about a physical wake, I'm speaking about this deep sleep that Yahweh put us in, this gross darkness that we're placed in. When Yahweh brings you out of this gross darkness, when Yahweh awakens you, then that means your servitude from that moment forth belongs unto him. So the only way you're going to learn how to serve the Most High correctly is not going to be out of the voice of man unless Yahweh set him up. It's not going to be after the imagination of your heart unless you've dedicated your works to the Most High and Yahweh give you a heart of flesh. Undoubtedly, if you want to learn how to serve the Most High perfectly, and a lot of our people and a lot of the world, they have the word perfect tangled up. They think that the word perfect means without error. They think that the word perfect means flawlessly. No, all the word perfect means is wholehearted. You sincere. You wholehearted about this matter. That's why you know you're going to fall short. And when you fall short, you make your supplications to Yah, and you move from that. You move on from it. That's serving Yahweh perfectly. There's never been a man or a woman that's walked the face of this earth and served the Most High without any flaws. The testimony of Yahweh will let you know that. For the scriptures say that there's not a just man that does good and sinneth not. So there was never a man on the face of this earth that just did all that which was just right in the eyes of the Most High. But when you serve Yahweh perfectly, when you do fall short, and when you do transgress, and when you do miss the mark, then you just humble yourself before the Most High. You turn from that transgression. You turn from that sin. And you continue your servitude to Yahweh. That's serving Yahweh perfectly. But these are the secret things. These are the things which belongs unto Yahweh. But that which is revealed belongs unto us and to our children, so that we may keep his law. And these secrets that Yahweh has revealed, they're not nothing minor. They're not nothing minuscule. A lot of our people think that the Most High is talking to them today, communicating with them today. And they got all type of testimonies. Man, I was in the shower, and Yahweh talked to me. Well, what did he say? He said, man, your wallet in the drawer. Well, how did Yahweh came to you to tell you where your wallet is located? Yahweh came to you and told you that he liked the garment that you have on? Yahweh came to you and said, man, you did a good job in that song? No. If Yahweh's coming to talk to you, it's going to be pertaining to his law. If Yahweh's talking to you, it's going to be pertaining to his law to bring the message to his people. Yahweh's not just going around whispering to a bunch of Israelites, telling them the bus is coming. Or your car's running out of gas. This is not the secret things that Yahweh is revealing. See, once you start approaching the Most High in this way, once you start testifying about the Most High in this manner, now what you're doing is you making it seem like the Most High is just coming and giving you a bunch of vanity. The commission that Yahweh has commissioned us with is far too important. Every word that Yahweh has spoken and speaks is far too important to just come down and give you a bunch of vain thoughts. Whatever Yahweh gives to you is going to be pertaining to his law. It's going to be pertaining to testimony. It's going to be pertaining to the salvation of not only yourself, but to your people. But people have claimed today that Yahweh's coming and they're telling them all type of things. And it's just a bunch of vanity, because what they claim the Most High is telling them, you can't find a testimony for it. Neither can you find it in his law. So it's very vital. It's very important to know what Yahweh is revealing unto his people. And what belongs unto Yahweh? The secret things. So that means if you want to be righteous, you got to go to Yahweh. If you want to be holy, you got to go to Yahweh. If you want your people restored, you have to go to Yahweh. If you want prosperity, you have to go to Yahweh. Because all these things are secrets. And how do you know that they're secrets? Because you don't know them. I don't know them. They have to be revealed. You don't just wake up and say, oh, I know how to build the house. No, it has to be revealed to you. It has to be shown to you how to do it. Like, oh, man, I know how the nation build. I just fell asleep for a couple hours. I know how to bring the nation together. No, these things have to be revealed. I know what happened on the first day of creation. These things have to be revealed. And undoubtedly, what people would say and put on the Most High, as if the Most High is communicating with them, is they're given a bunch of vain opinions, vain thoughts. And what happened when you take the secret things that belong unto Yahweh for granted? what happened when you look at these things and take them for something that's key, that can just come and go? Well, you have conversations like this. Turn with me to the book of Job, the 15th chapter. And here you is, you had a man that walked the face of this earth, and his name was Job. And this man was not only a perfect man, but Yahweh said that he served Yah, and he eschewed evil. That means he abhorred it. He despised it. And this man was so dedicated to the Most High that the Most High put this man, allowed this man to go through some of the most deplorable, horrific things that a human being could possibly go through. So horrible, so horrific, that you won't even read about another servant of Yahweh that went through the same type of afflictions as this servant Job did. Because as the testimonies of Yahweh let you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh, he delivers them out of it all. And this man was afflicted. Matter of fact, that's what his name means, affliction. And he lived up to his name. And Yahweh caused this man to go through a lot of affliction. But the beautiful thing about this servant of Yah is this servant of Yahweh, he never cursed the Most High. He never turned his back on the Most High. He know that he was fixed as serving his Elohim. And when he got correction from his Elohim, he humbled himself. And therefore, Yahweh blessed this man with twice as much, double of what he had lost. But in before that road, before the end of that road, there was a beginning, and there was a middle, and this man was afflicted. And this is someone that the Most High said was a perfect servant of his, so perfect that he allowed his servant Satan to test Job. And this man passed with flying colors. But today you'll have many of our people say Job was an Edomite. Job was of another nation. Well, yes, Job was of another nation. But nowhere will you read that Job was Edomite. Where is this secret at? Is this recorded in the book of Yahweh? I know you go said there was a man that was born in the land of Uz. And then you'll look and see where Edomites were in the land of Uz. But you've seen the land of Uz before you even seen the nation of Edom. But because these books have been chronologically placed out of order, you think that the book of Job is in the middle of the scriptures as if they have placed it, when Job is one of the oldest books in the scriptures. Before there was a nation of Edom, there was a land of Uz. But our people would say that one of the most righteous men, one of the most a wonder in the world, was an Edomite. Well, my, that just goes to just say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get an understanding. Yahweh said about Edom, it wasn't nothing positive. Yahweh said in the book of Obadiah, that Edom, they have no understanding. And what is understanding? To depart from evil. Yahweh said, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all you're getting, get an understanding. And wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. And they want to say, this man came from a people whom Yahweh said had no understanding. What type of secret thing did Yahweh reveal unto them that will make them say this? What testimony can you show that will make you testify to this? And what's your reason and rationale for this? Is this a secret thing so that you could keep the law of Yahweh better? I don't see where that's going to have you serving Yahweh better. I don't see where that's going to have you testifying Yahweh any better. Yahweh said, I love Jacob, but I hate Esau. But our people will want to take one of the most righteous men in scriptures and put them right along with that whom Yahweh said he despised. So when our people are coming up with these secret things, you have to make sure that they're able to prove it. You have to be able to, you have to make sure that they're able to substantiate what they're saying through the laws and to the testimonies of Yahweh. And make sure it's coming out the book of Yahweh. Don't let them fool you and bring to you these funny books that our people have grabbed hold to today. And have you think that Yahweh's working out of another book and Yahweh's speaking to other servants, that Yahweh's referencing other books. Because if this was the case, then it would be here. But Yahweh said his book, it lacks nothing. And ultimately, what Yahweh has put before us is his testimonies. And this is the testimony that Job and his acquaintances were having. And look at what his acquaintances were saying. In the book of Job, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading at the second verse. And it reads, should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Yet thou castest all fear and restrain prayer before Elohim, for thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity. And thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thy own mouth condemneth you, and not I. Yet thy own lips testify against you. Are you the first man that was born? Oh, was thou made before the hills? And this is how people would approach you. When you say, man, Yahweh revealed this unto me. I can show you in his books. I can show you in his laws, in his testimonies. Look at what Yahweh's still working. You be like, man, get out of here, man. You act like you were the first person born on this earth, man. Yahweh ain't talking to you. Yahweh not working with you. All you doing is bringing out stuff that was already in the book. Well, if it was that simple, then why didn't you see it? Why weren't you able to bring it forth? But undoubtedly, this is what people will say. It says, thine own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against you. Are you the first man that was born? Or was you made before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret of Elohim? And dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? What knowest thou that we know not? And what understand you, which is not in us? With us are both the great and very aged men, much elder than thy father. Are thy constellations of Elohim small with you? And I'm going to stop right there. Because this is what people will ask. They like, man, what understanding do you have that I don't have? Man, I've been in this knowledge just as long as you have. Matter of fact, I've been in this knowledge longer than you have. Now you come and talking about Yahweh done gave you some secrets. Yahweh revealed some things to you out of his book. Man, get out of here. We got the gray-headed in here. We got men and women that's been in this knowledge for years. And you talk about Yahweh revealed something unto you. They will dismiss it. Because truly their belief is not in their Elohim. But if your belief is in the Most High, as soon as you say Yahweh revealed something to you, then your ears should stick up. You should be attentive. You should pay attention. And go through it with a fine-tooth comb to see if this has come from Yahweh or no. Now, if it came from Yahweh, then praise Yah. Because now you can confirm that every word of Yahweh is the truth. But if it didn't come from Yah, you can say, well, praise Yah. That he gave me the insight and understanding to know that this is not from Yahweh. So now I know that whatever you speak it is something vain. You speak it something that's perverse. You're speaking something from evil. That's evil. Now I can depart from it. So I praise Yahweh, whether it's the truth or whether it's not. But most of our people, they would do just like Job's companions were and be dismissive. They see afflictions upon you, and now you had to undo the wrong. The nation of Israel is not gathered together. You can't be a servant of Yah, because the servants of Yahweh will automatically get themselves. That should show you who's a servant of Yah. Because whoever's a servant of Yah, the vast majority of the people won't gather unto him. But because you caught up on the imaginations of your own heart and of your own thoughts, now you are under the impression that you're the judge. And now you can tell just by eyesight who's a servant of Yahweh and who's not, based off of your criteria, but not what the Most High requires. And this is just perverseness. This isn't something that Yahweh set up as a standard. Yahweh set up as a criteria. You must be able to discern. You have to know what is of Yahweh and what is not of Yahweh. You have to know holy things from the unholy things. And you have to know who Yahweh has sent as opposed to who Yahweh hasn't sent. And all you have to do is seek Yahweh. In all your ways, acknowledge him. But Yahweh didn't give that to you for you to discern. No, you don't be able to discern this until Yahweh reveals his secret unto you. And now you can see. Now you can hear. Now you're able to discern. Now you can use proper judgment. Because now you're using the laws and testimonies of the Most High Yah. But when you don't, and you dismiss it, as the vast majority of the world is doing, you dismiss the word as the vast majority of the world is doing, and you set up a criteria that is not of Yahweh, but you set up a criteria that's made by you or made by other men. And Yahweh gave swift instructions on what not to do. Yahweh gave a swift instructions on how not to study. Yahweh gave swift instructions on who not to follow. Yahweh gave swift instructions on who not to walk after. And Yahweh gave swift instructions on who not to envy. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 33rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 31st verse. I'm going to read the 31st and the 32nd verse. And it reads, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose some of his ways. Choose 10% of his ways. Choose 25% of his ways." No, it says choose none of his ways. And you know who have told us, the vast majority of us, about spirituality? Your oppressor. Why you think you serve with another God that's not Yahweh? Why do you think being a Hebrew Israelite is a religion? Why do you think that being a Hebrew Israelite is just like being Jewish? Because you don't learn the ways of the heathens. You don't learn the ways of your oppressor. And what they done taught you about the Most High, that he's an oppressor. So what is your thoughts against the Most High? That he's an oppressor? And people shaking their head like, no, I don't believe that the Most High is an oppressor. Yes, you do. Anyone that can sit up here with any gumption and say Yahweh has cursed his people forever and that they can never, ever be blessed, even though Yahweh said you're going to call to mind the blessings and the curses, then you don't learn the ways of your oppressor. Anyone that would sit up there and see that Yahweh said that besides him, there is none else, but you're going to serve JC. You're going to serve Yahamashiach or Yeshua or someone else whom Yahweh didn't name out of his mouth, then you don't learn the ways of your oppressor. Anytime someone come to you and say, Yahweh done revealed something unto me and I can show you in his book, his laws, and his testimonies, and you just automatically disregard it, then you know that you don't learn the ways of your oppressor. Because you believe your oppressor with everything that they tell you, and you don't investigate not one thing. They tell you the book is a fake, and that's what our people saying. The book is fake. They tell you that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is made up, and what did the people spew out? The book, the God made up. They tell you a whole bunch of oppression. Because how you done learned to serve the Most High or not serve the Most High was taught by your oppressors. And this is why Yahweh said, don't envy him. Don't desire to be like him. I know you've seen the Sunday service at Joel Osteen Church where they got pews upon pews and rows upon rows and thousands upon thousands of people sitting up on high. People in seats that's so high they can't even see the man and on the actual floor. They looking at the church service through the Jumbotron. And you say, well, man, if Yahweh is the truth, why don't we have a church like that? And not only do the people give their servitude to the church, but they give their money willingly. They would take their whole paycheck and give willingly. And you would say, man, if Yahweh is the truth, then why aren't the people as willing to give like that? If you knew the secret things that you would know, that Yahweh already called us a rebellious people, that Yahweh said that we will be children, that we are children in whom there is no faith. And we don't want to hear the truth of Yah. We want to be prophesied the smooth things. We want to be prophesied deceit. And who going to give you more deceiving words? Who going to give you more deceiving doctrine than your oppressor? And that's why Yahweh commanded us not to envy them. And in verse 32, he says, for the froward is an abomination to Yahweh. So the froward is an abomination. The froward is the prideful. They just arrogant. They can tell you what Yahweh said and didn't say, and they don't even study. They can tell you what Yahweh sees righteous and see wicked, and they can't tell you none of the Ten Commandments. They don't even know that there was Ten Commandments. They can tell you everything that Yahweh loves and everything that Yahweh hates, and they don't even know the Most High name. And they can reject it as soon as you don't even get it out your mouth all the way. They, nope, that's a lie. Nope, that's false. Nope. Yep, no, you were taught wrong. I'm not even finished saying what I had to say. Nope, you just wrong. You wrong. Yahweh said that the froward, this is an abomination. But look at the latter part of this. He said, but his secrets is with the righteous. So when people say, well, man, how do you know that Moriah Elisha was a prophet? How do you know the brothers that you stand with, Yah's working with them? How do you know the spirit of Yahweh is in the sanctuary? This is how you gauge it. By the secrets. By the secrets. You know it by the secrets. And what Yahweh reveals, the secrets, the righteous know them. So that's how you know who the righteous is. By the secrets that are coming forth. And it's not a cocky thing. It's not an arrogant thing. This is a barometer that Yahweh has left. Because why would the wicked know the secrets of Yahweh? They're not going to do anything that Yahweh is commanding them to do. They're not going to testify to things that Yahweh say be a testimony for. They're just going to be arrogant. They're just going to be haughty. And they're just going to be proud as they could possibly be. So why would Yahweh give you a secret? Why would Yahweh say, testify to my people, my secrets? And you're going to say, man, I ain't no secret. I know that. I knew that. You got to be the smartest one in the room. You the brightest one in the room. But your light is not even lit. Because this is how you look for the righteous. This is for you. This is how you look for the upright. And you look at the secret things. But the secret things are going to look a certain way. The secret things are going to come a certain way. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 25th chapter. Because the vast majority of our people would say, well, I know a whole bunch of secrets. Man, I know a whole gang of secrets. Yeah, but do you know the secrets of Yahweh? Not something you don't lean to your own understanding and done conjured up. Not that you done just came up with and made a hypothesis of. But truly, do you know the secret things of Yahweh? And this is how you know that you on the path looking for the secret things of Yahweh. In the book of Proverbs, the 25th chapter, and the first verse, it reads, these are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, copied out. So they knew that this came from King Solomon, who Yahweh said was the wisest man that was on the face of this earth. And there was never a man that was as wise and understanding as King Solomon. This man wrote thousands of proverbs just on trees. Trees that you never say that you know and identify. I can't identify. And he wrote thousands of proverbs about them. And he was so wise that his servants knew that this wisdom, you just don't get this. This is some secrets had to reveal unto you that had this type of wisdom, this type of understanding, this type of knowledge. So they copied it out. And look at what the instruction was given in verse 2. It is the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. So that's how you know. You're dealing with those that's on the search for the secret things, because they're trying to search out the matter. They don't dismiss it. They don't say it's false. They don't say it's a lie. They say, well, hold on. I'm going to search this other out. I'm going to see if what you're saying is truly of Yahweh. I'm going to see if Yahweh truly put it in your mouth, put it in your heart, put it in your mind to speak these words. Or did you just come up with something off the imagination of your own heart? Because I'm going to search out this matter. If you're trying to be a king, well, in order to be a king, you got to seek to be a prince. And that's what the name Yisrael means. As a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. So if you're trying to be a prince, you're trying to be a king, then you're going to search out a matter. And you're going to study. You're going to research. And I hear a lot of people say that, like, man, I heard this information that you gave to me. And I researched it, and I disagree. Well, what did you use as a tool to research with? Because the only way that you can research the word of Yah with is the word of Yah. If you introduce any man's doctrine, any man's way of thinking into it, it's already corruptible, whatever knowledge you're going to take from it. If it's not in harmony to what Yahweh is saying, then it's already corrupted. So I've had brothers and sisters tell me, like, man, I did some research, and this you saying the day begins in the morning. From my studies, I didn't see that. Well, I don't know how you didn't see that, because all you have to do is go to the beginning of the book. It says Yahweh called the light day, and darkness he called night. So how could he call light day when it's getting dark? You don't have to do much research at all. All you have to do is know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Because what you're doing is you searching out this matter. And once you find out it's true, now you're justifying to it. Because that's what belongs unto Yah, the secret things. But that which is revealed belongs unto us and to our children, that we may keep his law. So don't tell me that you got the secret things, but I can't keep the law of Yahweh. Don't tell me you know the secret things, and I can't keep the Sabbath day. Don't tell me that you know the secret things, but I can't pay tithes and offerings. Don't tell me the secret things. Don't tell me the secret things. And you telling me a bunch of things I can't do for the Most High. You're not telling me the secret things for my glorification. You're telling me a bunch of vain things. And those are secrets that you need to keep to yourself. If that's all you have to bring to the people, is that they don't have to dedicate their works to the Most High, that they don't have to do things for the Most High, that they don't have to dedicate their servitude to the Most High, then what you're telling me is a bunch of vanity. And nothing that nothing that Yahweh reveals unto his people is vain. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 32nd verse. And it reads, "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to them." See, this is what happened when they found the man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. They didn't automatically know what was supposed to happen. So they gathered them, and they put them in ward. And they went to inquire to Moses, to inquire of Yahweh, what was to happen to this man. So even the judgment of what happens or polluted the Sabbath day is a secret until Yahweh reveals it. But what you will have people say today is you can't keep the Sabbath day because you can't kill nobody. So you worried about what people that don't keep the Sabbath day, you're worrying about what the people that don't keep the Sabbath day, what won't happen to them. So you're going to sit there and do the same thing that they're doing. You're going to say, man, you can't keep the Sabbath day because you can't kill somebody for not keeping the Sabbath day. So what you going to do? Well, I'm not going to keep the Sabbath day either. Now, is that judgment? Is that secret? Well, no, all Yahweh is doing is leaving you to your own devices so that you destroy your own self. But this is not no secret. This is something that you done devised off the imagination of your own heart. Because the secret things belong unto Yah, and they are that which revealed belong unto us and our children, so that we may live. So even in the most simplest cases, you don't dismiss the holiness of Yahweh because certain judgment can't be executed in this land, especially because we were put in this land because we wasn't following and hearkening to the instructions of Yahweh. This is something that we must understand. This is why it's important to seek out and search out the secret things. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 5th verse. Isaiah 48 and 5, it reads, "I have even from the beginning declared it to you before it came to pass. I showed it you, lest you should say, my idol have done them, my graven images and my molten images have commanded them. So Yahweh said, look, I've done things before you could even make an idol with your hands. And give the credit. Not only do I declare it to you before it even happens. Because Yahweh is going to establish to the world that there is none else besides him. Yahweh establishes to the world that besides him, there is none else. And how we go show these things? By those things which he declare before they even happen. Because Yahweh going to reveal to the world his secret things. Well, let's continue reading. It says, you have heard and you have seen all this. And will not you declare it? I have showed you new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. Yahweh say, I showed you all these things. I done showed you how you're going to get salvation. I done showed you how the promised land going to look. I done showed you that you're going to get these blessings in the land of the living. And you don't have to die to get it. That you don't have to commit iniquity to get it. You don't have to commit sin to get it. I done showed you these things. And not only have I showed them to you, you didn't know them. So you can't say, well, man, mercy or grace came through Christ. Salvation came through Christ. When Yahweh gave us grace and salvation, before this man was even an inkling of a mention, Yahweh said that he done these things. See, this is what the secret things will bring to you. Furthermore, it reads, they are created now, not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heard them not. Least you should say, behold, I knew them. Yahweh said, I did this before you was even here. So you can come here and say, yeah, I knew that. I know what happened on the second day. I don't even got to read it. I know what happened on the third day. See, this is what Yahweh said the secret things are for. The secret things are not for us to get our glory. The secret things are revealed so that we may give Yahweh the glory. Because these things declared before we even knew it. And these things are declared so that we can witness that it was Yah and Yah alone that done this. And there was no strange God amongst us. This is what Yahweh will declare. And this is what Yahweh is declaring. And in the verse 8 it reads, yea, thou heardest not, yet thou knewest not. Yea, from that time that thy ear was not open, for I knew that you would deal very treacherously. Was called a transgressor from the womb. Yahweh knew this. See, Yahweh knows us better than we know ourselves. And Yahweh knew that there was going to be rebels that say, man, you can't keep the law. You can't keep the commandments. You can't keep that. You can't do this for the Most High. You can't do that for the Most High. Yahweh knew this before we even came. Because Yahweh said that we was transgressors from the womb. That means come out speaking rebellious. Come out doing wickedness. It's the Psalms that say that the wicked are estranged from the womb. They come out speaking lies. They come out hollering. Nobody done spanked them. All you want to do is tend to them. They come out just laying, just crying. Put them in the bed. They start crying like something on them. Nothing's on them. They start doing all these things and declaring all these things when in actuality, Yahweh said that they are transgressors from the womb. They transgressors from the womb. So Yahweh has let you know, if you want to know the secret things, if you want to know the beginning from the end, you have to seek Yahweh. You have to look at the ways of Yahweh. Because it's Yahweh that reveals the secret things, not man. Turn me to the book of Psalms 147. 20th verse. It reads, "He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He is not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yah." So Yahweh saying his laws, statutes, and judgments, the nations don't know these things. So why are you going to the nations to get so-called justice? Why are you trying to get equality from these nations that don't even know the statutes of Yah, that don't even know the judgments of Yah? All they know is vain customs. All they do is vain works. And that's all they can do, because everything about them is vain. Everything that they write is vain. All of their actions is vain. And why? Because he showeth his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Well, since the vast majority darkness, the vast majority of the world, of our people, they don't know these things neither. So how they getting laws, statutes, and judgments from their oppressors, from their enemies? But they not seeking Yahweh for the matter. For if they were seeking Yahweh for the matter, then they would truly know that these come from Yahweh and Yahweh only. And these were the secret things that had to be revealed unto his people, so that we may live, and so that we may give these laws, statutes, and judgments to their children. So I don't know how anyone can say you can't keep the laws of Yahweh and have children. So what you said is, all you concerned about, you're not concerned about your well-being, and you're certainly not concerned about the children's well-being. You just want all of your generation to just die off for not keeping the law, statutes, and judgments of Yah. Is this the secret? Is this what belongs unto Yahweh? Well, undoubtedly, what we have been reading, it's in quite the opposite. But you won't know these things if you are in gross darkness. You won't know these things if you're not seeking the Most High. And Yahweh let this be known in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the second verse. Proverbs 1 and 2, it reads, "To know wisdom and instruction, and to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment, and equity, and to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." Then it says, "To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise and their dark sayings." So if you don't even understand the proverbs, you have to get the wisdom from it. These things have to be revealed unto you. And Yahweh revealed it unto King Solomon. And it gets broken down so that we may get the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge from it. Because even some of these proverbs have dark things to them. But these things have to be revealed. And notice everything that has to be revealed is pertaining to the word of Yahweh, written in this book. I haven't had to go to no other book. I haven't had to go to any other law. I haven't had to go to any testimony but the testimonies of Yah, but the laws of Yah, because these are the ways and the issues of life. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And little do our people know, or little do our people consider, if you know the ordinances of day and night, do you recognize that you know the secret things? Do you know that you know something that the vast majority of the world don't know? That you're confirming something that the vast majority of the world is not confirming? Well, let's see. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter and the third verse, it reads, "And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Now you may look and say, man, we know this. We know this. Well, to show you that this had to be revealed, it wasn't but so many years ago when the vast majority of the nation of Israel was keeping the Sabbath day from evening unto evening. It wasn't but so many years ago that the nation of Israel believed that a day began in the evening. But the matter was searched out. But it had to be revealed from the Most High. And when it was revealed, then it was taught to the children of Israel that truly, when there is the light, that's day. And when there's darkness, that's night. And if that defines a day, then how would the Sabbath day be any different? That was revealed. And you know what? The vast majority, a good portion of the nation of Israel, they don't see this secret to this very day. They're just as confused as when it was first brought forth. And all you got to do is talk to your people and ask them, when does the day begin? A day begins in 12 midnight. Be like, now hold on. Just say that to yourself slowly. You said that a day begins at 12 midnight. So a day begins in the middle of the night? Yes. And then you can catch them up easily and say, well, okay. Well, you know what, brother? I'm gonna have some money for you. I got $1,000 for you, but the only thing is you have to meet me tomorrow, and I have your $1,000. And you'll see whether they're gonna be there at 12 midnight or they're gonna be there the next day. And 99% of them gonna be there the next day. Cause they know you can't live by that. They know it's foolishness, but because they don't trust in the Most High, or because Yahweh hasn't shown them to them yet, they don't know the secret things. Now, we've been reading these things for years, and we've been going over these things for years, and our people still don't see it. The vast majority of the world still don't see it. And now I understand, because these are the secret things. And we're going to reveal what the secret things truly are. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the third chapter. In the book of Exodus, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 13th verse. Exodus 3 and 13, it reads, "And Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, the Elohim of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And Elohim said unto Moses, I will be what I will be, or I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And Elohim said moreover unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Yahweh have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. And you know, this is a secret, and it's a secret unto this very day. The vast majority of our people, they don't know the name of the Most High. Some people still calling the Most High Am. Some people still calling them with variations of names. And they'll say, no, it's not this, it's that. It's not that, it's this. It's not this, it's that. And they having whole seminars and debates and classes on the name of Yah. When really the barometer is, and this is how you, this is what we learned at the conference one year. That was one of the discussions. Well, what's the name of Yah? Some say Yahweh, some say Yehovah, some say Yahweh, some say Yehovah, some say Jehovah, some call him God. How do you know the real name of Yahweh? How do you know the real name of Yah? And this was brought out. Whatever name that you're calling on, what secrets have the Most High revealed to you in that name? And someone attempted to answer the question, but everything that they was bringing out, we had already been there. We had already had the understanding and wisdom of this by calling on the name of Yahweh. And they were just naming things, this, this, that, and the third. We're like, oh, we've been teaching that for years. We've been doing that for years. Because undoubtedly, whatever name you're calling on the Most High, what secrets are being revealed in that name? And what belongs unto you and to your children that you're able to keep Yahweh's law better? What is it that you call on this name for that's being revealed to have you keeping the law better? And in actuality, they can't bring it out because it's the same thing. You got people that don't even acknowledge the name of Yahweh. They call the Most High the name of the heathen, that the heathens call the Most High. And they come in to hear the word from servants that call the Most High Yahweh. And they're being blown away at the things that they're hearing. Because at the end of the day, see, whether you want to do it for righteousness or whether you just being nosy, everybody want to know some secrets. All want to know some secrets. That's what people gossip for. Like, man, did you hear what so-and-so did with so-and-so? No. Tell me. Because you want some secrets. So when you're talking about spirituality, you want to know some secrets. So if you say, hold on, you calling the Most High Yahweh, well, what did he reveal? And you start showing things. See, at the end of the day, whether you agree or whether you disagree, at least you got something to disagree or agree on now. Now you have a subject. Because otherwise, you just been talking about the same things, bringing up the same points, executing the same arguments. And Yahweh said that the secret things belong unto Yah. So what secret things? Everything that Yahweh hasn't revealed unto his servants yet? Everything that's pertaining to life? So if you found out the secret things of Yahweh, no wonder it belongs unto you. No wonder it belongs to your children, because that is the way of life. And that is the way that Yahweh has made it. Turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter, to give you an example. Now, this is something that a lot of the nation of Israel have a controversy over. And this, the signs, seasons, days, and years of Yahweh. And there's been all type of conversations and debates. Man, when does a month start? When does a year start? How many days are in a month? How many months are in a year? Man, sometimes I see 29. Sometimes I see 30. Sometimes I see 12. And sometimes I see 13. Well, in other words, what you're saying and what you're testifying to the people is you're just not sure. But the testimonies of Yahweh is sure. Make your eyes the simple. So if you're not sure, it's not a testimony of Yahweh. But the vast majority of the people that are not sure will argue those that are sure down to the ground. And they will say, man, that's ridiculous. There's not 12 months in a year. You can't say that there's 12 months in every year. But you see in 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter and the first verse, it says that the children of Israel, after their number to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and the officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year. Every course was 24,000. Now, if you read that verse, you should stick up and be like, okay, say all the months of the year. So I want to see something. I want to know something. And you go through the first month, the second month, the third month, so on and so forth, all the way till you get down to the 15th verse. And it says the 12th captain for the 12th month names who that was. And after that, you don't see no 13th month. Now, this says all the courses of all the months of the year. Now, if you know the secret things of Yah, and you search out this matter, you would say, well, hold on. This was a statue that was made by King David, a man whom the Most said had a heart like unto himself. He made him a king. He made him a standard amongst all the kings. So when the king did that which was wicked, he said, your heart wasn't perfect with me like David, your father. Or when the king did righteous, he said, your heart was perfect with me like David, your father. And this man was a king for 40 years. And he did this for 40 years, and you didn't see not one mention of 13 months. But it says, let everybody be established by two or more witnesses. And in the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter, in the 7th verse, we see when Yahweh passes the kingdom down to his son Solomon. And let's see what he did. In the book of the 1 Kings, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, it says, and Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel with divided victuals for the king and his household, each man a month, in a year made provision. Now, all the months of the year were King David. And King David was king for 40 years. And then King Solomon did the same thing his daddy taught him. And how long was he king? 40 years. So you got 80 years of 12-month years. Well, what king came along and that was the 13th month? Where was he? When did he exist? Where was this as a testimony in the book of Yahweh? And the vast majority of the people, they can't answer it. They can't answer it honestly. Because to answer it, they would have to do something that Yahweh said that his servants don't have to do. And they would have to go outside and go to other books, go to other doctrine, go to other books. Yahweh not speaking to nobody in that book. Well, Yahweh not speaking anywhere in the book. Just to establish a funky little month? You won't see that. you'll see in the scriptures where they mourned for Moses 30 days. They mourned for Aaron 30 days. It will be more than safe to say that they mourned for Miriam 30 days. And you'll see that. And you'll see all type of decrees that will be passed 30 days. You'll have in the book of Dasa where the king said, I hadn't seen you for 30 days. Why? You'll have in the book of Daniel where Nebuchadnezzar erected an idol and said, no man can praise his Elohim for 30 days. Now, why you got all these 30 days? Why you don't have any 29-day decrees? Why? Because these things are not the secret things that belong unto Yahweh. See, that's why I say it's the difference between secrets and the secret things that belong unto Yah. Yah don't care when the last time you washed your feet. Or he's not concerned with when the last time you went to the store and copped you a watch, copped you a chain. That's things that pertain unto you. But the secret things that pertain unto Yahweh, oh, Yahweh know them already. And there's nothing that I know that the Most High doesn't know. There's nothing. But there's plenty that the Most High know that I don't know. So that's why I have to humble myself, because I'm trying to find out the secret things that belong unto Yahweh so that it could belong unto me and I could pass it on to my children. I could pass it on to my people. I could testify. We could testify to the good of Yahweh. See, you can't turn the secret things that belong unto Yah into a vain thing, because it's not a vain thing. Because these are secrets of salvation. These are secrets of righteousness. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 25th verse. And it reads, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rise up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse to their fathers. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to you. You shall also call unto them, but they will not answer you. So Yahweh say, look, I rose up my servants early, and I sent them. And I sent them to my people. And not only did they not hearken, but they ended up doing worse than their fathers. And Yahweh said, look, you're going to call unto your people, but they're not going to answer you. So when we see the hard-heartedness and stiff neck, we don't get surprised. We don't get shocked, because we know that this is the confirmation of the word of Yahweh. Yahweh said that we wouldn't gather. Yahweh said that we wouldn't hearken. And these are secret things. And you know that these are secret things, because you can go on social media and you can find a plethora of our people arguing all day with people that's not trying to hear the word and instructions of Yahweh anyway. But they're arguing with them all day, all night, and into tomorrow. And they still going to be just as stubborn. They still going to be just as hard-hearted, because this is what Yahweh has said we will be like. We have to hearken unto the words of the Most High, because these are how the secret things are revealed. And when we don't hearken to the words of the Most High, all we do is just lead ourselves into destruction. If you asked our people today, are there any prophets that are on the face of this earth, even some Israelites, a lot of Israelites will tell you, oh, there's not no prophets. And when you bring up a bona fide messenger of Yahweh, they will fall short of saying everything but they are prophet. They say, yeah, he was special. He taught something special. It was something special about them. He knew that book. He did bring out a lot of stuff that we didn't know. Well, was he a prophet? I wouldn't say that. Well, what is the criteria of a prophet? You wouldn't even know the criteria of a prophet if y'all wasn't revealing them to us. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Now, our people got all type of criteria of a prophet that the Most High didn't say would be, well, a prophet only predicted the future. Well, first of all, if it came from Yahweh, how is a prophet predicting anything? He ain't predicting nothing. He tell you what Yahweh telling him to do. Prophet has some tricks. Turn water into blood and turn my cup of water into some Hennessy. Like, you know, that's what you want to see. But that's not the criteria that Yahweh set forth. In his book, he said, this is the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and the 18th verse. And it reads, I will raise up them a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if you shall say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh have not spoken? Which is a good question. When the prophet speak in the name of Yahweh, and if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh have not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you should not be afraid of him. So this is the criteria. So a prophet say, look, there's going to be some wars between this nation and that nation. And it's going to happen in the season of this. It's going to happen in the time of this. Now, should you hearken to the words of that prophet? Well, I would be apprehensive because I didn't hear Yahweh magnified. Now, if you say, thus saith Yahweh, or Yahweh showed me that this is going to happen in this time, and in this season, and in this generation, and this is where you can see it here, and you can see it here, and you can see it here, well, now, I'm attentive. And because I put my trust in Yahweh, I can put my trust in the messenger. Now, if the thing come not to pass, then Yahweh just didn't send that messenger. But you got to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Now, what we have today is far too many people that they trust in man or put their trust in the imaginations of their own heart before they will put their trust or be even, forget even being afraid, they not even trusting in the messenger of Yahweh. And these things are leading to our destruction daily. What do you think this captivity that we in, it was a secret because it had to be revealed. How do you think that we know how to eat? This is a secret. That had to be revealed. How do you think we know how to dress? Because it's a secret that had to be revealed. Why do you think we wear fringes on the borders of our garments? It was a secret that had to be revealed. How do you know we know that we in captivity? The land of Babylon, the daughter of Babylon. It was a secret that had to be revealed. That's why it says in the book of Amos, the third chapter, it says, surely Yahweh will do nothing but that which he reveals unto his servant prophets. Because everything that pertains to salvation, everything that pertains to life, it has to be revealed. And our people just think that the knowledge of Yah, you just stumble on it. You just, oops, ooh, I found it. No, these things have to be revealed. And you can search the book all day, all night. You can meditate all day and all night. But if Yahweh don't reveal it to you, you won't know it. That's why there's so many controversies as there are today. Because either Yahweh done brought a servant that revealed it, and you didn't hearken to it, or Yahweh just hasn't revealed it to you yet. But you don't know the secret things of Yah unless he done revealed it to you. And this is what you got to understand. This is what's imperative to know. And someone may say, man, why is it important that, why do you keep talking about the book? Why do you keep going by the book? Why do you keep talking about it's in the book? Why can't you just walk through life and have a relationship with God? I don't need no book. I can form a relationship with the Most High just living life. Well, turn me to the book of Psalms, 40th chapter. The book of Psalms, the 40th chapter, the 7th verse, it reads, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written to me. This book not written about King David. This book not written about King Solomon. This book not written about Moses. This book isn't even written about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This book is written of the Most High, inspired by the Most High, given by the words of the Most High. So how do you expect to ever know the secret things and you don't regard the Most High book? You think that you could just go through life and form a personal relationship with the Most High and never have no understanding of his word. Have no kinship unto his word. Well, my people, that's not living. That's not life. And to know the secret things that belong unto Yahweh is the thing that pertains unto life. It is the thing that pertains unto being virtuous, unto being faithful, unto being righteous. Because Yahweh reveals his secrets unto the righteous. This is why it's imperative for us to know the secret things that belong unto Yahweh. Because all life belongs unto Yahweh. And if you want to know how to live in it, if you want to know how to maintain it, then you have to go and seek Yahweh. No other book, no other way of life will give you the secret things that belong unto Yah. Now people pay gurus and go to all type of psychiatrists and go through all type of spiritualists to see what is the meaning of life. What was I brought here for? Well, the secret to life is right in the book that Yahweh put before us. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the 12th verse, it reads, and further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. But let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So all these secret things that our people have been spewing, all these secret things that we know, Yahweh said he's going to bring it into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And only the true and living Elohim can do this. Only the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can do this. Only the Elohim that exists in the heavens, that owns the best, the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is can do this. Why? Because the secret things, they belong to Yahweh. So like I said before, there's nothing that I don't know that the Most High don't know. But there's plenty that Yahweh knows that he has to reveal unto his servants. It's only going to be given unto his servants and to their children so that we may keep his law. So if you want to know the things that pertain to life, if you want to know the jewels of wisdom, if you want to know what satisfies the soul to live, then do as one of our elders that just passed last week, Moray Daniel, he taught. And as Moray Alicia taught, and all the servants and witnesses of Yahweh can testify and know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim and that the secret things belong unto Yah. So if you want to know the secret things, then you got to seek Yah. And if you want the things that pertain unto life, you have to seek Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Right.